is Bro Radio.
In the Sky News Centre at 7, a 19-year-old man who killed his mother, brother and sister planned a shooting at his old primary school. The news emerged after Nicholas Prosper pleaded guilty to murdering Juliana Falcon, Kyle and Giselle Prosper at a flat in Luton last September. Police found a loaded shotgun and cartridges hidden in bushes when they stopped the teenager. Bedfordshire Assistant Chief Constable John Murphy led the investigation.
We are working closely with Luton Borough Council to provide support, assistance and guidance to schools and parents in the town, and we would encourage anyone who has concerns or questions about school security to get in touch with their school, who will provide further reassurance.
A former Labour MP who punched and repeatedly attacked a constituent in a street has been sentenced to 10 weeks in prison. Mike Amesbury admitted assaulting Paul Fellows in a late night row in Cheshire last October. The French president says Europe's willing to do more on defence. Emmanuel Macron's meeting Donald Trump at the White House as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters a fourth year. With an intense focus on security across the continent, he says it's an important moment for Europe.
I'm here as well after discussions with all my colleagues to say that Europe is willing to step up to be a stronger partner, to do more in defence and security for its continent, and as well to be a reliable partner.
The German Chancellor-in-waiting says he's been given backing to start coalition talks with the Social Democratic Party. Friedrich Merz leads the Conservatives and has already ruled out joining forces with the far-right AfD. We're told the Pope's health has improved slightly as he prepares to spend an 11th night in hospital. The Vatican says he's resumed some work. And the government's being urged to restore playtime at school. A report suggests 5 to 7-year-olds have around 23 minutes less break time a day compared to 30 years ago. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. Detectives are treating the deaths of two people in the Rhondda as unexplained. The bodies of a man and a woman were found at an address in Hillwine on Friday evening. They've not been formally identified, but their next of kin have been informed. A police cordon is still in place. A former Welsh party leader has been accused of accepting cash to make statements favourable to Russia. Nathan Gill is charged with 8 counts of bribery while he was a member of the European Parliament. The 51-year-old from Anglesey led UKIP and later Reform in Wales. He was granted conditional bail by Westminster magistrates. 60 jobs are set to go at Cardiff Council under budget plans for the forthcoming year. The local authority is proposing a 4.9% tax rise along with price hikes for services such as burials and cremations. City councillors will make a decision on the spending plans next month. One of the RNLI's youngest chairs has started her new role as Barry Dock. Olivia Harrison is also the chief executive of the Learned Society of Wales. Now the 39-year-old from Barry Island is overseeing the management of her local lifeboat station. You can read more about her role on our news pages at broradio.fm. And a piece of Gavin and Stacey memorabilia is raising money for T. Havan. The clapperboard used for filming the final episode has been put up for auction after being signed by the cast and donated to the Surrey Children's Hospice. So far, the top bid is £2,500. The auction closes on Friday. In sports, the weather put paid to the end of phase one of the Adran Premier season. Barrytown United's game at Britain Ferry Lanswell was postponed, but it's been rearranged for this Thursday. Swansea City's game with Wrexham was also rained off, with both clubs still aiming for a top four finish ahead of the league split.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
For my This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's that time of week again. It's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So what are we going to talk about on today's show? So we're going to bring you the action from around the Vale with your local sports teams. We're also going to have a little look at the Women's Nations League action that took place last week. And we're going to dip into the rugby and see how Wales got on under interim new manager Matt Sherritt. All that and more here to come at Bro.
job with a little respect, so he could get out while he can. We always need to hear both sides of the story. To his sister and says, looks like it's just us from now on. All we always need to hear both sides of the story. We need to hear both sides of the story. And the lights are all on, the world is watching now. People looking for truth. Our eyes walk away from here till you hear the signs. No, 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 no. Here we are all gathered in what seems to be the center. Neighbors once friendly now stand inside of the line that has been drawn. They've been fighting here for years, but now there's killing on the streets. While small coffins are lined up sadly, now united in defeat. Oh, we always need to hear both sides of the story. Well, the lights are all on, the world is watching now. People looking for truth, we must not fail now. Be sure, before we close our eyes, we'll walk away from here, till you see both sides. No, no.
Story.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start off with national football, and the UEFA's Nations League started on Friday, and Wales unfortunately suffered a defeat in their opening Nations League match as Barbara Buncini's early header proved decisive in for Italy and Monza. Ahead of Wales' first major tournament appearance in the summer, Wales show plenty of fight and spirit and quality and engage in the contest in northern Italy. The visitors might have even sneaked away with a draw, but Anne Harrod-James's first half effort clipped the post in a match they were always competitive as they returned to the top tier of the Nations League. However, it was Juventus forward Buncea who proved the match winner as her glancing header from the corner on 5 minutes earned Italy the success, with Wales goalkeeper Olivia Clark making several excellent saves to restrict the hosts to just one goal. Despite the defeat, Wales will overall feel content with their performance level as they faced an Italy side who looked very impressive in 2024 and beat Germany in their last game in December. Wilkinson has been keen to emphasise the Nations League as preparation for Euro 2025, and that became clear when 17-year-old Marit Griffiths was handed her debut in place of Wales' most capped player, the 38-year-old Jess Fishlock. And they next play Sweden at home on Tuesday, and that's the Women's Nations Leagues, so that's getting underway. So let's hope for a result there, but I think it's just the performance getting them ready for the Euro Championships that are going to be taking place, which is absolutely fantastic. We're going to move back to domestic football now, and Barrytown United slipped to a 2-0 defeat at the hands of Coniskey Nomads in the Cymru Premier. A first defeat under head coach Andy Legg saw Barry's lead at the top of the playoff conference cut to just 5 points. Owen Cudahy was handed his first team debut following his arrival in January's transfer window, with Mikey George dropping to the bench in the only starting change from the 1-1 draw at Newtown a fortnight ago. The host threatened early on when Ollie Hulbert struck the crossbar from Elliot Richards' cross, but any clear-cut chances from either side were few and far between until late in the first half. Goalkeeper Liam Armstrong did well to deny Noah Edwards' through ball after it sliced through the Barry defence. But on 42 minutes, the Nomad midfielder was on hand to meet Declan Poole's cross before firing into the bottom right corner. Callum Sainty, who had already taken a knock after a heavy fall, went close to his stoppage time equaliser when he headed over the bar from Robbie Wilmot's free kick. But early in the second half, the centre-back was substituted in favour of Will Richards after suffering another non-contact injury. Both sides up the ante after the break, with Armstrong denying Reese Hughes from close range, while Captain Kay McLagan found space in the box to get a shot away, which landed in the side netting. Max Woodcock proved particularly dangerous for Coniskey, with one effort going narrowly wide and a second hit in the post in the space of a few nervy minutes. At the other end, Nomad's goalkeeper George Radcliffe made a fine double save to deny both Yian Owen and Ollie Hulbert from close range, before comfortably dealing with substitute Mikey George's effort from distance. Elias Williams was brought on for his Barry debut as a replacement for Evan Press, but in an increasingly scrappy encounter, Coniskey killed the game off in 90th minute as Sam Durant curled home the ball past Armstrong. With their lead in the playoff conference narrowing after just one win in three under Legg, Barry face another lengthy spell before their next key test away at relegation candidate Britton Ferry, and that's on Friday the 7th of March. And in the Adram Premier, Barrytown will take on Britton Ferry in the final phase one game before the league splits into two, and that's going to be on the 27th of February, and Barry are currently in sixth place in the league. Up next on Bro, we're going to be bringing you the action from the Cymru South and other selected football match results here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
Money can't buy you love, but it can buy you tickets to experience the Beatles under Castle Light at Fongmon Castle. On Saturday, March the 15th, we're paying homage to the Fab Four. So step into a magical evening where timeless classics meet historic architecture. Relive the sounds of the Beatles like never before, performed by a string quartet under candlelight in the Grand Library. Book tickets to Fonmon Castle's tribute to the Beatles under Castle Light at fonmoncastle.com.
Bro Radio on the road.
Celebrate the St David's Day weekend and join Barry Town Council for a fun 2K Daffodil Dash on Barry Island. Taking place on Sunday the 2nd of March, all ages and dogs are welcome to take on the fun course whilst raising money for the Mayor's chosen charities, Vale Food Bank and SHUA. Registration is just £6 plus a booking fee for adults, with children and dogs running for free. Book your place now at ticketsource.co.uk/Barry Town Council.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio
with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cudbury South action, Lantwick Major made it three straight wins after beating Cumbang Celtic 2-1. Penn State side remain fifth in the table and remain unbeaten from their five league games so far in 2025. Following a goalless first half at Breezy Windmill Lane, Major broke the deadlock on 50 minutes as Matty Kimmon struck for the third time in as many games with his ninth league goal of the season. Johan Emmanuel, who scored a brace in last weekend's win over Pembroke Highbury Rangers, doubled Lantwick's lead on 74 minutes. Celtic, who were unbeaten from their last four league outings, earned a consolation when Oscar Bulkwill slotted home past keeper Jack Lansdowne in the 90th minute. But despite a nervy finish, Lantwick remain in the ascendancy going into their St. David's Day visit with Pembroke Highbury Rangers. And also in Cymru South on Friday, Caerphilly Ely lost away to top of the table Tree Thomas Bluebirds 1-0. The only goal was scored by Gareth Headstone on 33 minutes. The result leaves Caerphilly Ely 11th in the league. And next is a Friday night home game against Taff's Well. And then on Saturday, Dinas Powys lost 2-1 at home to Wattstown. An early Jake Price goal for the away team, followed by Adam Brown scoring for Wattstown, saw them take a 2-0 lead at half time. In the second half, Corey Fisher received a second yellow card, reducing the away team down to 10 players. And a 69th minute Isaac Follin penalty gave Dinas hope. And then Wattstown's Liam Conley saw red with just over 10 minutes of the game left, but Dinas could not score another goal, leaving Dinas 6th in the league. Coming up for Dinas, they've got a St. David's Day match at home to Rada Rangers. And Ely Rangers weren't in action, but they also have a St. David's Day clash, and they're away to Aber Rangers on there. So coming up, we're going to be talking rugby here at Bro Radio.
For you every day, while you're out late night.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick recap of the Wales rugby that took place on the weekend. So, It was good to see from there, and I think there was a bit of a fight and there was a performance. So Wales did end up going down ultimately 18 points to 27 against a very good Irish team, but we were leading at half time, so 13-10. Got a couple of tries on the board, and I think an absolute cracking try by Tom Rogers as well. Some of the nice sort of running rugby back there, and I was watching it at home on the television, but you could just feel the atmosphere in the stadium there. And that was sort of interim coach Matt Sherratt's sort of first match with Wales, and I know it's probably been a whirlwind for him as well. Not long taken the team over. It was good, it was nice to see the stadium was rocking and everyone getting behind them, and I think it just sets us up for our next two matches now. So our next game isn't until the 8th of March now, and that's going to be away to Scotland, and then it's a final home game to England. But I think the positivity and the confidence is now back there, and Sherratt does have a little bit longer now to work with the team and to work with the players. I mean, for me it was a really good performance. It was a better performance than we've seen, and yes, we're still going to be saying the Wales haven't won a game still, and 15 defeats in a row, but I think there are definitely, you could see sort of green shoots there and things to be sort of confident and to things to hold on to there. And I think as I said, I just think it was a good performance, and it's a good Irish team, and Ireland have been sort of on the top of their game for a number of years now, so it was always going to be tough on there. But let's hope that they can bring some success this Six Nations on there. For those that don't watch sort of rugby as much, there was the 20 minute red card. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, so you can get in touch with us at the social medias at Bro Radio, or you can email me sport@broradio.fm, and what you think about the 20 minute red card. So if anyone's not 100% sure how that works, is if a player gets a 20 minute red card, then that player is not allowed to come back on, but once the 20 minutes is up, the team can bring another player on in their place, so that means that they can be back up to a full complement of players there. I understand keeping sort of 15 players on the pitch, and it keeps the games competitive, and it keeps the spectacle in the game and the entertainment value there. But sometimes I personally, I think a red card is a red card, and you know, as professional players know the rules, so and know the laws, sorry, and the when it comes to rugby, so should a red card just be off the pitch, and the team suffers from that. We'll say that the controversy or controversy of Wales try that wasn't given. Most of it as a rose tinted Welsh fan, I thought it was a try all day, and then when you watch it in slow motion, the touch for me was a little bit tight. I mean, I think he may have just been in touch as the ball dropped down, but I think as was pointed out to me, it definitely he was short, and he did roll it over the line at the very end. And I think as much as I would love to have had that try given for Wales. I think if it was given against Wales, I think I'd be most upset. Is probably the politest thing that I could can say on the radio on there. So I do think it was a fair decision, not given the try there. But it did mean sort of it was competitive, and then obviously the touching on sort of a bit out of Wales, the England Scotland Calcutta Cup game, that was also quite a competitive game, and that went down to the last kick there, and Finn Russell could have won the game, but he missed the final conversion, which meant that England won by 1 point. So is there going to be a wounded Scotland team, and we'll play them at home, and they're always strong at home. So I think it's going to be a really good game when that comes round there. But I just think with Sherritt having a little bit longer with the players, let's see what he can do. And one of the biggest positives for me, and I'd love to again to hear your thoughts on it, was the scrum. Is that Adam Jones working his magic there? But to get the domination in the scrum where we were getting the free kicks and the penalties, that was definitely one of the best scrum performances I can remember seeing in a long time there. So I do think, yeah, green shoots of recovery for the Welsh national team there, and onwards and upwards, and let's support them and see what can happen. Let's see who's going to come in as the and take over, because we've got to remember that Sherritt is only the interim manager as well. So let's hope that we've got some prospective head coaches on the world stage. They're sort of looking at Wales, looking at these youngsters, and thinking what they can do and how they can work with them to take Wales to the next level, and to the level that we all want them to be. And that's regularly winning matches, winning tournaments, and getting deep into World Cups. So yeah. So again, a little bit disappointed we lost, but actually overall I think, going back and thinking about it, I'm quite pleased with the way that that the game's gone there. So as I said, let me know what you think of that. You can find us on the social medias, or you can reach me at sport@broradio.fm.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
What's in the box?
The mystery of what's in the box continues, with another caller going past five rings this morning on Vale Breakfast. But what do you think's in the box? Register to play, and I could be giving you a call tomorrow morning after 8 a.m.
Your next chance to play What's in the Box is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Register to play at broradio.fm. Bro Radio's What's in the Box.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today, and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Have you got a spare room in your house and spare room in your heart? If you do, you could become a Shared Lives carer. The Vale of Glamorgan Shared Life Scheme provides short-term care and long-term breaks for local people living with additional support needs. It's a great way to work from home, as you'll receive over £400 per person per week. Pretty much anyone can become a Shared Lives carer, so find out more and apply today at valesharedlives.co.uk.
Am bob, a phob, a mae yna gymorth a chyngor yn eich fferyllfa leol. Gallwn nhw helpu gydag annwyd, alergeddau, problemau croen a diffyg trael. A gallwn nhw roi cyngor cyfrinachol a thriniaeth am ddim i chi ar gyfer llawer o gyflyrau cyffredin. Does dim angen apwyntiad arnoch chi bob amser, ac mae'n gynt na gweld eich meddyg teulu. Gofynnwch i'ch fferyllfa leol am y gwasanaeth anwylderau cyffredin, neu chwiliwch am Helpwch Ni i'ch helpu chi. Y gofal cywir, yn y lle cywir, y tro cyntaf.
Meet your heroes and explore the magic this February half term as Gotham Week arrives at Fonmon Castle. Enjoy a meet and greet with Batman, Catwoman, Alfred and the Joker, and take part in our awesome free Batarang stamp trail. We've Jurassic Wales, archery and axe throwing, a Welsh folklore trail and much more besides. Gotham Week is at Fonmon Castle from the 22nd of February to the 2nd of March, so book tickets now at fonmoncastle.com.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I know I've been doing a regular sort of update on what the Cardiff Devils have been doing in Elite Hockey League action, and I've not forgotten tonight either. So they had two games against the same opponents, so they're playing the Belfast Giants, and they took them on Friday and Saturday. Unfortunately for the Devils, that they did lose both them games. So on Friday they lost 4-1, and then on Saturday they lost 6-0. So they've lost a few league games now, and they did recently win a couple, but unfortunately they've lost another two on there. So I'm hoping that they can turn that league form around for the remainder of the season. But they do play lots of games very quickly, so that, you know, they can climb the league table just as quick as they can drop down places in the league table, and before you know it they'll be back near the top. And it's still been, I mean, they've still won a trophy this season. They won the Continental Cup, and they're still in the Challenge Cup as well. So, you know, if they win two trophies, that you know, that's going to be quite a successful season. I know that they want to win the league as well, but let's just hope they can turn some of this form round and make it exciting as we get into the rest of the season there for in the Elite Hockey League, and I'm sure they will. It still amazes me how they can play so many games in quick succession and just keep going and playing at the highest standard on there as well. So always hats off to them guys. But that was your roundup of the ice hockey that here at Bro.
won't do that.
Anything for love,
but I won't do that.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as we close in on the end of another week, I just need to remind you all that, you know, we are the Vale's local radio station, and I want to bring the sports of the Vale to the people of the Vale. So if there's a sports team, sports club, or new sport that you think we should be talking about here at Bro, then reach out on the social medias or find me or email me directly at sport@broradio.fm, and I could be featuring the sport that you love, the sport that you like, and telling the people of the Vale about that sport. Or I could ask you to come in and you could tell the people of the Vale why you think this sport is so fantastic, why the people of the Vale should take up the sport, and what that sport means to you. And it doesn't just have to be the sport, it could be the volunteers or the friends of the sports clubs, the people that keep it going behind the scenes. If you think one of them deserves a mention here at Bro, then all you need to do is get in touch with me, as I said, via the social medias, or you can use the email sport@broradio.fm. Next up here at Bro, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
Recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
If you're an older person living in the Vale, Cardiff and Vale University Health Board and Vale of Glamorgan Council are holding sessions to help you find out more about local services and support. Drop-ins include talks and demonstrations, prize draws, expert advice, plus a range of local service providers, including telecare, motion control dance, with music in mind, Public Health Wales, Golden Pass and more. Drop-ins take place on Monday the 10th of March at Penarth Pier, on Tuesday the 11th of March at Barry Memo, and Friday the 14th of March at Cowbridge Town Hall, each from 10am to 3pm. Pop along or find out more by searching for Vale Telecare online.
Good morning.
Listen very carefully. I will say this only once.
Oh, get on with it, Michelle. Pods are performing the hilarious Allo Allo 2, the Camembert Caper, at the Paget Rooms Penarth from 19th to the 22nd of March. Get your tickets at www.ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
Is renewable energy the future for your home? Have you decided to switch to solar? Then talk to Roos Electrical. As well as plenty of free advice, our solar experts will help you choose the right panels, batteries and EV chargers for your home and discuss the cost savings and benefits of energy independence. Discover the latest solar products at Roos Electrical at Atlantic Business Park, Sully. Or see rhoseelectrical.co.uk.
If you want to add some fun and laughter to your life and learn to dance, quick step to it as Miranda Lee Dance's new adult beginner classes start soon. From the foxtrot and waltz to the paso doble and cha-cha-cha, Miranda's ballroom and Latin American dance classes are guaranteed to get you moving. Miranda Lee is an award-winning dance teacher, and her regular dance classes will definitely get you and your partner up on your feet. They happen at Castleland Community Centre in Barry, and you'll find all the details at mirandaleedance.com.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker, this is